This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The latest on the coal talks from Susan Peterson in Washington.
For 6 hours, negotiators met to work out a tentative settlement. But when they recessed at midnight, there was still no agreement, and probably will not be one by the strike deadline less than 24 hours from now. Both sides still talk optimistically. "We're getting closer," said United Mine Workers President Arnold Miller as he went home. Following close behind, industry negotiator Guy Farmer said, "We're still talking and making progress." The bargaining has begun to move into major areas of disagreement, particularly into the economic issues. Farmer said at least one major non-economic area was also settled tonight, which is believed to be strip mining. When Miller was asked what he'd be doing right now if he were a miner, he said, "I'd be in the woods hunting." How long? I could stand a good bit of it, he quipped. Susan Peterson, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this message.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your goal to contact the sooner the better.
6 or 3 or 1?
Please don't give me problems. I'm catching a common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion.
Give your cold a contact. For up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms, you'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of cold liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact.
I know, the tiny time pills.
Right. Both the others are things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Sneezing, drips, congestion? I'll take the contact.
Contact. Yes. 6 or 3 or 1. Take contact. Only as directed.
President Ford said Sunday the results of Secretary of State Kissinger's 17-nation mission are basically very encouraging. Kissinger met with the president for 3 hours on Sunday to review foreign policy developments. The president is preparing to leave next Sunday on his own foreign mission going to Japan, South Korea, and the Soviet Union. In Japan, the government of Prime Minister Tanaka is facing a major crisis. Bruce Dunning has a report from Tokyo.
Tanaka's press conference begins shortly, and an hour afterward, he will hold a cabinet meeting at which his ministers are expected to resign. This would open the way for Tanaka to reshuffle his cabinet, a move he decided on over the weekend in order to shore up his increasingly shaky political position. At the press conference, Tanaka will have to face some tough questions about his financial past. An article in a highly respected monthly magazine has accused Tanaka of combining business and politics so that one has benefited the other during his political career, which spans nearly 30 years. He is accused of evading taxes, buying votes, turning political contributions to his own use, and making special deals for business friends in return for kickbacks. This has been dubbed Tanaka's Watergate. Political circles here do not all agree that the cabinet reshuffle will gain him enough support to ride out the political storm. There's a strong feeling around Tokyo that Tanaka's resignation is only a matter of time, and that time would probably come sometime not long after President Ford visits Japan. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Tokyo.
In Quito, Ecuador, Sunday, members of the Organization of American States continue to debate whether to lift economic and political sanctions against Cuba. Some last-minute opposition to the move cropped up when several key nations indicated they might abstain from voting. The United States is among the countries which remains uncommitted on the issue. An anti-Castro group calling itself Cuba Movement C4 claims responsibility for Saturday night's bombing of the OAS headquarters office in Washington. The bomb caused extensive damage but no injuries. Cleanup crews have almost finished clearing a patch of oily seaweed from the beaches of Miami Beach. The mess was described as the worst case of oil pollution in Miami Beach in memory. No one is sure just where it came from. A Coast Guard official said the fact that the oil was mixed with seaweed makes it appear that it could have been from a natural oil seepage or possibly from a sunken World War II tanker. Now this word.
If you happen to live in one of the towns or areas which don't enjoy the brand name selection and economy of having a True Value hardware store nearby, you probably get awfully tired of hearing me say, "Hi, Pat Summerall here with another great value from True Value hardware stores." And that's understandable, because all the great values in the world won't do any good if you can't get to them. Well, do something about it. Next time you visit the local hardware, home center, or home and auto supply dealer, ask if he's ever considered joining the True Value Group. Tell him to drop me a note. Pat Summerall, CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50. That's CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50, Radio City Station, New York, for details. If your local dealer qualifies, he'll be able to start offering the kind of savings on brand name products which only a member of the nation's largest and fastest growing hardware chain can offer. Get the point? If a True Value hardware sign goes up in your town, you'll both be glad you had the idea.
In Moscow Sunday, visiting Senator James Buckley of New York met with Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov, who urged Buckley to press for freer immigration for all Russians who want to leave their country. Buckley said he would convey Sakharov's request to Congress. Buckley described Sakharov as one of the most courageous men in the world. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook, calling for chance of a few showers by early tomorrow, with rainy periods likely by tomorrow night and showers continuing on Tuesday. The highs in the mid-50s and lows in the mid-40s. It's currently 49 degrees. Taking a look at sports in the NBA, Seattle defeated Philadelphia 109-95, New Orleans over Portland 102-101, Golden State defeated Los Angeles, Atlanta beat Milwaukee 99-94, Boston over Kansas City, and Buffalo down Detroit. In the National Football League today, Houston 21, Buffalo 9, Miami 21, New Orleans nothing. Cleveland beat New England 21-14, Washington over Philadelphia 27-20. The Jets down the Giants 26-20, Denver beat Baltimore 17-6, Dallas 20, San Francisco 14. It was Green Bay 20, Chicago 3, San Diego on top of Kansas City 14-7, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 17-10, Oakland 35, Detroit 13, and Los Angeles 21, Atlanta nothing.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... E.G. Marshall. The human brain, we are told, contains three layers, areas: the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious. We have, all of us, experienced the effects of these areas, especially that strange no man's land between waking and sleeping, between dreams and reality, when we are never quite sure where we are, or at times even what we are. So then, we can understand, relate to Vicky Carson's strange adventure.
Please, I beg you, Drusilla, don't let him take us back there.
Save us. Protect us from that awful place, that awful garden.
My dear Vicky and Jack, the garden of death is something I...
The garden of death?
Yes, I cannot let...
Oh, that's what it is. The garden of death. Oh, please. Please don't let Mordred take us back to that. Let us stay here with you.
I'm sorry, child. I cannot help you now. Not now.
Our mystery drama, The Garden, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lother and stars Jennifer Harmon and Jack Grimes. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you say bird, spider. When you say bird, you've got a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say bird, you've gone as far as you can go.
St. Louis.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems?
Your Better Business Bureau knows.
I'm Inspector Pry, miss.
Patience, Miss Patience.
According to the report, now, you say someone is trying to murder you?
Yes, but I was warned. A nice man knocked on the door and told me my brick chimney was about to crash through the roof over my head. Luckily, he's in the business and will repair it tomorrow.
This sounds serious.
I'll help you, Miss Patience.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Be skeptical when a man rings your doorbell and says he just happens to be passing by with his repair equipment and notices that your house needs to be worked on.
My stars! I could have been hoodwinked by a scoundrel.
It pays to be calm and exercise patience. Patience.
Just another friendly tip from your Better Business Bureau.
I think I may say without fear of denial that man has thought more about life and death, particularly death, than about any other subject in the world. Some say that death is the end of us. Others that it is a rebirth. Others, well, no matter, for no one really knows. Or perhaps they do. Perhaps at least two people know. Vicky Carson and Jack Gibbons, who... But enough. Let them, not I, tell their story.
Oh, where am I? How did I get into this terrible place? This forest, this jungle. Help me. Please, someone help me.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who are you? Where are you? There's such a fog, I can't see.
Keep calling. Keep saying something, anything, so I can follow the direction of your voice.
Oh, yes, sir.
Look, say something.
I don't know what to say.
Anything. Say it. Oh, damn, I'm caught again. These blasted thorns. Yes, hear me? Say something, anything. A poem, a prayer.
A prayer. All right, I don't know any prayers. Wait, I know. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Okay, keep saying it.
Yeah, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Now is the time for all good men to come
okay,
to the aid
okay.
of their...
Okay, yeah, that's enough. I've reached you.
Oh, you poor man. You're all scratched. You're bleeding. Covered with mud.
You'd be too if you'd been trying for I don't know how long to fight your way out of this jungle. Who are you?
Vicky Carson.
Jack Gibbons. What was that crazy stuff you were giving out with?
Crazy stuff?
Now is the time for all good men to something or other.
It's an exercise they give you in typing school. I guess I did it so many times I'll never forget it.
Oh, you go to a typing school?
Well, I did before I became a secretary. I was a secretary, you see, and... Well, that's funny.
Well, what?
I said I was a secretary. I spoke of myself in the past tense as if I was dead or like that.
Well, you're anything but dead, you ask me. Nobody as beautiful as you could be dead.
Oh, thank you. Where are we? What is this place?
Well, you got me. You don't know?
No. All I know is I'm here somehow, and it... Oh, this place, it scares me.
I'll tell you the truth, me too. The trees... I don't know, maybe it's the heavy gray fog, but the trees all look deformed.
Evil. Kind of evil.
Yeah. The plants, the flowers. I don't know. There's something about them. Hey, we can't just stand here. Never get out with you without it. Come on.
Where to?
I don't know. We'll just keep walking till we get somewhere.
All right. What did he say?
Oh, all right. Come on.
I can't move. Caught on something. My ankle. Something's around my ankle.
Oh, here. Let me see what... Hey!
something wrapped around my neck all of a sudden.
The vines. Vines hanging from the tree. Jack, I think they're alive.
Damned if they don't seem to be.
My body now. The vines are... Vines are wrapping themselves around my...
Not strangling.
Crushing me. Crushing. Jack, help me.
I can't help myself.
You need help.
What? Who's...
Man. Good Lord, it's like a giant.
I said, you need help.
Yes. Yes, help.
Well, help us.
It'll cost you.
Cost us?
I help you, you gotta pay.
Pay?
I got something you need. You want it, you pay for it.
Oh, anything, anything.
Remember that. Now stand still, the two of you, while I rip these vines away. You're free.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Who are you?
You can call me Mordred.
Well, what is this place, this awful jungle?
It's not a jungle. It's a garden.
A garden?
I know. Looks more like a jungle. Well, that's what happens to gardens when nobody cares. See you.
No, wait. Don't leave us alone.
Don't worry. I'll be around again to collect.
Collect?
What you owe me. You said if I helped you, you'd pay anything. You will.
Jack. Oh, Jack, can't we rest a little?
No, Vicky, we gotta keep moving. Gotta find our way out.
If only that man, that ugly giant of a man, hadn't left us.
Oh, I'm glad he did. The guy frightened me. Come on now, don't lose your nerve. After all, you're not alone anymore. I'm here.
Oh, and I'm grateful for that. Believe me, Jack, listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it, too.
Sounds. Whatever it is, it sounds lovely and charming.
Come on. Come on, let's see if we can locate it.
Oh, Jack, not so fast. Slow down.
Yeah. It's hard to breathe. It's bad air.
Thorns are catching my dress. The vines are tangling my feet.
Okay. We'll take it slower. Easier. Is that better?
Oh, much. Thanks.
Aim to please.
I can't get a pulse, Doctor.
Jack, listen.
Doctor, I tell you, I get no pulse at all.
Did you hear that?
The music?
No, a voice. A voice that said something about... Oh, something about... Jack, I remember. I remember.
Hey, cool it. You remember what?
Something about an operation, a serious operation.
Whose?
I think mine.
Yeah? Well, let's keep moving. We'll never get to where that music... Now what?
I'm sorry, but my feet... I'm stepping in it. Oh, it's like mud.
Hey, too. Now, what in the... Mud? It's more like glue.
Oh, quicksand.
Quicksand?
It is. I'm sinking. Oh, it's deeper and deeper. I'm sinking.
What do we do? What do we do?
I don't know anything. Oh, Jack. Huh? A woman. Jack, feel a moment. Don't move.
Vicky, she's the most beautiful.
Now... Come toward me. We can't move.
Yes, you can. Move slowly. There's no hurry.
I can move.
So can I. But it's amazing.
And don't talk. Save your energy. You haven't much left. That's it. That's right. Oh. And here you are, safe and sound.
I don't know how you did it, but... Oh, thank you.
Not at all, Vicky. Not at all.
For a moment there, I thought, how do you know my name?
You're surprised.
Well, yes. After all, we've never met.
Oh, but we have several times.
Well, I don't remember ever.
Perhaps you don't recognize me.
Who are you? What's your name?
Whatever you please. Whatever.
What is your favorite name? What name do you like most in the whole world?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Tell me.
Well, I don't know why. I can't even remember where I heard it or saw it. In a book, maybe, but... Well, anyhow, it's Drusilla.
Drusilla. Oh, a beautiful name.
Not as beautiful as you. I'm sorry. Excuse me, I shouldn't have. I mean... Well, you are beautiful, and I had to say it.
Thank you. And now then, come with me, please.
Oh, where?
If you look over there, you'll see a wall and a gate in the wall. Follow me.
The music seems to be coming from the other side of the wall.
Yes.
And hey, everything's kind of changing. The air smells good.
Yes. Oh, I smell flowers. I mean, flowers that smell the way flowers ought to.
Birds. I haven't heard birds singing since
when, Jack?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No matter. Here we are.
Oh, Jack, look. Beyond the gate. Oh, Drusilla, that's the most lovely. Jack, look. Look, Jack, flowers everywhere. Oh, and fountains, too, and birds. And all that heavenly music.
Out of sight. Thank Why you. Not a sight?
Thank you. But the garden really isn't mine. I merely take care of it. See that everything is properly cared for. Well, now should we go in?
Well, just lead the way.
Vicky? I don't know, but... I thought you were delighted with what you see.
Oh, that's it. I'm afraid even a short visit here... I couldn't bear to go back.
There. But, child, it needn't be a short visit. In fact, it needn't be a visit at all.
Are you saying we can stay?
Forever.
Oh, no.
Mordred.
You're not as clever as you think you are, sweetheart. These two belong to me.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Yes. You seem to forget that you owe me and haven't paid.
Mordred, let them go.
Not me, sweetheart. Not till they've paid in full.
How strange the tricks the human mind can play. Is it some sort of dream Vicky and Jack are going through? A vast gulf, a bottomless abyss, lies between the conscious and the subconscious. We'll perhaps learn precisely in which of these realms Vicky and Jack are having their strange experience when I return shortly with Act Two.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love, but give your cold to contact, the sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then ask yourself the contact question. 6 or 3 or 1? You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Type Pills.
Give your cold to Contact.
6 or 3 or 1, take Contact. Only as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, today our man in the street interview comes to you from Big City, USA. Excuse me, sir. What do you get high on?
I beg pardon?
You know, what do you turn on with?
Well, you're some kind of a cop. Well, it doesn't make any difference anyhow, because I don't use anything.
Then how do you get high?
Well, I get high on a lot of things, like seeing my kids start to walk or the first dandelions in the park, you know.
Anything else?
Yeah, getting tired gives me a high. If it's a tired, you know, from something I like bowling with the guys or taking a long bike ride. But, hey, would you believe polishing my car gives me a high? And it's even legal.
In other words, then, it's you get a natural high.
Yeah, natural, that's it. Which, incidentally, doesn't mean that you're high all the time. It'd be unreasonable to expect to be high all the time, you know?
It's like getting high on life.
Sure, but you got to remember, getting high on life could be habit forming.
This mini interview was brought to you nationwide by the New York State Drug Abuse Control Commission.
Vicki Carson, wandering about in a strange and evil garden, unable to say how she got there, meets Jack Gibbons. And they, in turn, meet a giant of a man, Mordred, as vile and ugly as the garden itself. Later, to their relief and delight, they meet a lovely woman named Drusilla, who invites them into another garden, a garden of such beauty that they beg to stay in it.
They owe me, these two. They're going back with me till they fade in full.
Oh, no, not back there. Not to that awful place.
Mordred, please let them stay with me.
You know better than to ask that.
Please, Drusilla, please save us from going back.
My dear Vicki, I cannot.
But you must. I can't bear it to go back to that horrible place.
Child, you must. You see, the Garden of Death is so...
That's what it is. The Garden of Death. And he, Mordred, Death. He is Death.
Vicki, child, listen to
me. Enough talk. Come on, let's go.
Wait. What are you going to do with them? Two of them. How do you intend to make them pay?
I don't see it's any business of yours, but since you ask... I need someone to do the heavy work.
Another slave?
If that's what you want to call it, I can use him on the treadmill. He'll be able to ease my burden in many ways. As for her, I can use her to make life more pleasurable in quite another way.
Drusilla, no. Please don't let him take me back to the Garden of Death.
I can do nothing to prevent it.
Jack, save me. Protect me.
Vicki, if I could. But I'm no match for Mordred. He could break me in two.
Funny you should put it that way, Mr. Gibbons. That's exactly what I intend to do.
Oh, if you'd only let me massage your back, your shoulder.
No, don't touch them, please. I'm in such agony, I couldn't stand it, not even to be touched.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
Horrible isn't the word for what he's doing to me. There is no word. I'm on that treadmill 12 hours a day. 12 hours. Horrible.
For me, too.
You? Well, you gotta be kidding. Look at you. Dressed like a queen. Your hair, your skin, your nails. Nobody was ever kept better than you.
Kept? Yes. Like a prize animal.
And me like a dog. What he's doing to me, words can't describe.
Broken back, I'm afraid. Broken back.
Oh, car accident. I'm remembering.
Car accident? What car accident?
I don't exactly remember, but don't remember. Was I drunk?
Jack?
Yes, I think I was drunk and out of control. Car, out of control.
Lumbar vertebrae, third, fourth, fifth, smashed.
That voice.
What voice? I don't hear any.
I do. I don't. Not now, but I thought.
The way I did? The way I thought I heard someone saying they couldn't get a pulse?
Yeah, I could guess.
Oh, Lord, what's happening to us?
I think... You know what? I think either we're dead or dying.
That's what I've been thinking.
What makes you think it?
She told us, Drusilla, that we're in... She called it the Garden of Death.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But every now and then we hear... Those voices.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't be sure, but I get the feeling I was killed in an automobile accident. I mean, maybe I'm not dead yet, like I could be on an operating table in some hospital, sort of between there and here.
Exactly. And I had or could be having, right this minute having, an operation. A serious operation, and I'm halfway on the borderline of dying or living. Oh, God, let me live. Let me live. Don't let me... Please, please don't let me stay here.
Oh, come on, pull yourself together.
I can't. Can't bear being dead.
What can you do about it? What can I do about it? Nothing.
No, there is something. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to find my way back to the Garden of Life.
Garden of Life?
Drusilla. I'm going to get back there somehow.
How?
I don't know. I don't know yet, but I will. I'm not ready to die. Not yet. I'm going to live, Jack. You'll see. I'm going to live. Jack? Jack, wake up.
What?
Don't wake Mordred. And don't talk. Listen. Jack, I found a path to the Garden of Life.
You found?
Come with me.
Crazy. Plain crazy, wandering around in the moonlight like this.
I'll find the path. It's here somewhere.
And you seem awfully sure.
I am. Every chance I got this week, day and night, I came out here and searched, and I found this path.
How do you know it leads to the Garden of Life?
It must. It goes straight in that direction. I followed it as far as the clearing, but had to turn back before I could...
Yeah, you were right.
Let's not waste time. Come on.
Where is it? Where is it? You said the clearing.
Not far now, not far. I hope.
What have we got ourselves into? What have you got me into? This jungle, it's alive with God knows what.
Oh, will you stop your moaning and groaning? So we can reach Drusilla's garden. Yes. There it is, the clearing.
Where? Where? I don't see.
It's straight ahead. That big patch of moonlight. That's it. Come on now.
Completely crushed. Lumbar vertebrae completely crushed.
What's that?
If you live, you'll never walk again.
What's what?
The voice. Didn't you hear that voice?
No, Jack. Jack!
My back. I packed the pain. I can't move. I can't move.
Oh, Jack. You must be in terrible pain. You've got to get to that clearing. You've got to do something. Drag him. See if I can drag him. Jack. Ladies. Jack.
What?
We'll rest a while. Here in the middle of the clearing. It'll do you good. Regain some strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is the pain?
Not bad now. I can bear it if it doesn't get worse. Good Lord, what was that?
I don't know.
Shadows in the trees, flitting in the trees. Huge shadows. Birds. Big bird, monstrous.
Jack, I'm scared. They're coming out of the trees. Come and help me. I've never seen such birds. It's a giant bird.
They're going to kill us. That's what they're going to do. Kill us.
No, they're coming for us. They're clawing at us.
Their beaks, they'll tear us to shreds.
Leave them alone. I command you, leave them alone. Go. Go.
Drusilla. Drusilla, oh, thank God.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, thanks to you, yes.
What are you doing here? How did you find this place?
I found a path. We followed it. What is this place?
It has no name. It's just an area, space between the two gardens. Mordred is mine. Neutral ground. What are you doing here?
She wanted to get to your garden.
So did you. Don't blame everything on me.
Blame? There's no blame in wanting to be in my garden. Only a fool would want to remain in Mordred's.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Mordred! Drusilla, don't let him take us back. Please don't.
Softly, child. Softly.
I'll do what I can.
Which is nothing at all. They're mine, these two, and they will remain mine. Get up, you. On your feet.
I can't. I'm in terrible pain, awful pain.
I don't give a damn how much pain you're in. On your feet.
No, must you kick him?
None of your business what I do to him.
I can make it my business. You know that. I've done it more than once when your brutality has become too much for me.
Oh, shut up. Go back to where you belong. Now, I'm telling you for the last time, get on your feet.
No, all right. Oh, all right.
And you, sweetheart, get going.
No, I can't go back.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, please, please.
Mordred, enough. Let her be, or I warn you, I'll take this matter to the master.
Much good that'll do you.
There's one way to find out.
Hold it. Hold it just a minute.
Yes?
Now, there's no sense bothering him with
I
this.
Think there is. You've gone too far again.
I don't know about that.
I do. What's more, these two, Vicky and Jack, are on neutral ground between your garden
but
and
they
mine.
They belong to me.
To you, always to you. Will you never learn I have as much right as you? Can't you get it through your stupid, greedy head that it's pointless to argue like this, wrangle like this? It always ends the same way.
If you mean compromise...
What else would I mean?
You take one, I take one.
Yes.
I don't know. I can get a lot more work out of him.
He's in frightful pain. His back, he can't work in such pain.
Priscilla, don't let him take me back.
I'll take her. You keep him.
No!
Quiet. I want to think about this for a moment, Mordred.
Nothing to think about. I've decided.
It's my decision, not yours. You had first choice last time.
You can't blame a guy for trying, huh? Okay. Which one do you want?
Which one? That's the question. Which?
As Drusilla ponders her decision, Vicky and Jack watch her with eyes that hold indescribable yearning. For one, it will mean life. For the other, death. Which, then, will be the lucky one? The one Drusilla will choose to return with her to her garden. We'll know the answer when I return shortly for Act 3. There is a fresh new spirit sweeping the land. A spirit of honesty and integrity. A free spirit. A spirit that demands products which fill your utilitarian needs while satisfying your good taste and your desire for economy. We at Buick have felt the spirit and are dedicated to your sense of freedom. Our crisply designed, solidly built 1975 Buicks will bring joy even to the most demanding of free spirits. The 1975 Buick Electra, LeSabre, Riviera, Century, Skylark, Apollo, and the gutsy new Buick Skyhawk are dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone. Hey, there's an exciting new attitude at Buick. Take advantage of it at your local Buick dealer.
Here's a medical puzzle. A person has a deadly disease, yet leads a normal life. How is it possible? The answer is chemotherapy. Through this treatment, thousands of cancer victims regain active, productive lives despite their cancer. Many of these people can continue in their jobs for years, while the anti-cancer drugs, which we call chemotherapy, control their disease. But many types of cancer remain difficult to control. Through research, the Chemotherapy Foundation is stimulating the development of new drugs. More types of cancers will someday be controlled. The question is not if, but when. You can help by contributing to the Chemotherapy, that's Chemo, C-H-E-M-O, Therapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. That's the Chemotherapy Foundation, Box 8, New York, New York, 128. This is a public service message from the Chemotherapy Foundation.
Why is life so full of troublesome decisions? Maybe life would be easier pleasanter if there were no options, no choices. Maybe not. Can't say. And frankly, I can't say whether the strange and beautiful Drusilla will choose Vicky or Jack to take back to her enchanting and enchanted garden. Let's find out, shall we?
Take me. Oh, please take me.
No, no, me. Listen, Drusilla, I'll be a lot more use to you. I'll get over this bath problem. You'll see, and I'll work for you. Work even harder, longer than for Mordred.
Don't listen to him. He's a liar and a cheat.
Cheat?
Yes, trying to cheat me out of what's rightfully mine. Who found this path? I did.
So you found the path, so what?
So I deserve to go with Drusilla. I was the one who wanted to live.
Don't listen to her.
I'll take neither of you.
What?
Neither.
I'm sorry, truly sorry. When we met before, I felt each of you close to being worthy of joining me in my garden, but now... No, I want neither of you now.
Why not? Why not?
It's changed, the two of you. There's hate in you now. Jealousy, greed. You're not worthy anymore. Mordred?
Yes?
Take them. Both of them. Back with you.
I know you do.
What do you want?
Stop that thing a minute.
I can't. It's a treadmill. You get on a treadmill, you stay on it. For some reason.
Well, can you hear me? Listen. Drusilla was right. We've become greedy, selfish, full of hate.
When it comes to hate, believe me, I am full of it.
That's what I want to talk to you about. I've found a way to get back to the Garden of Life.
Oh, not again.
Yes, again, and this time we'll make it. It's simple. All we have to do is get the greed and hate out of our system. Get to be more like we were when Drusilla first met us.
Hey, you know, maybe you have got an idea at that.
Of course I have. There's just one problem.
What?
How do we do it? How do we get rid of hate, for instance? Like... I hate you for getting me into the mess I'm in.
I got you.
Yes, and more than that, you were willing to sacrifice me to Mordred so that you could be with Drusilla in the Garden of Life. I hate you for that. I mean, I really hate you. How do I stop?
You can't stop.
Mordred.
Fools. The two of you, you can't stop hate. It's too strong to be stopped, too powerful. The most potent force in the human race. And who told you to take a rest?
Give it out!
Here's another across your back so you don't forget.
No!
You!
Yes, Mortis.
Come to me in an hour.
Yes, Mortis.
I could only stand up to him. I didn't have his back. I had more strength. God, how I hate him.
I do, too. And I must stop it.
He can't stop it. Give him his due. He's right about that. There's nothing more powerful than hate.
I wonder if there isn't.
You just go right on wondering. But do it somewhere else. I hate the sight of you.
Hello? Drusilla, can you hear me? It's Vicky. I'm at the garden gate. Drusilla?
What is it, Vicky?
Oh, I didn't know you were standing there.
I wasn't till now.
May I come in? Please, just for a moment.
I'm sorry, no. You must stay on that side of the gate.
I think she's gone, Doctor. No pulse at all.
Well, perhaps for a moment.
Did you hear that voice?
Yes.
What did it say?
You heard it?
I keep hearing it. Now and then. I can't remember a second later what it said.
What is it you want, Vicky?
I've come to tell you I don't hate anymore.
Oh?
I hated Jack and Mordred.
but not anymore. So may I stay? Why do you look so sad?
Because I am. When people lie to me, it makes me sad.
But I'm not.
All right, I lied.
But only because I can't stand it anymore. I've got to come here. I'm just dying to be with you.
Yes, I know.
But I can't have you in my garden until you've put hate out of your heart. I can't. I've tried. I keep trying, but I can't do it.
Not alone, no.
But I am alone.
No one in your world is alone.
They just forget who's with them. Always.
Who?
God. God?
You've heard of him, I think.
Well, yes, but...
But what child?
How do you get in touch with him?
Easily. Just think of someone else for a change. Do something for someone else.
I don't understand how.
I have nothing to understand. Just do it.
Massaging the heart is doing it, Doctor. I'm getting a pulse again.
You must go now.
That voice. I heard it again.
So did I. Go now, quickly.
But I don't want to go. Oh, I can't go, not back to Mordred and Jack and all the awful things back there. Drusilla? Gone. Oh, why couldn't you let me stay? Why?
Gun?
Jack, that's a gun.
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
There's plenty around, no sweat.
What are you going to do with it?
What I should have done long before now, and you're going to help me.
Help you? Help you do what?
Kill the dirty, rotten swine.
Kill? Mort?
I don't know why I never thought of it before. I guess he had me so scared the thought never crossed my mind. But it has now. It's the one way, the only way of getting free of him.
And you want me to help you?
Well, you will, won't you?
Jack, that's murder.
I call it justice.
It's murder. It's killing someone. It's taking a life. You can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can.
Jack, listen to me. You want to be with Drusilla, to live in the garden of life as much as I do. And to murder someone, there can't be anything worse than that. I hate worse than that. Murder Mordred and you'd be barred from the garden of life forever.
All I want is to be free of Mordred. And I'm going to be whether you help me or not. Now, will you or won't you?
Oh, Jack,
Now, you listen to me. You've got no more chance than I have of living in Drusilla's garden. You've got as much hate in you as I have in me. So much that neither of us can ever get rid of it. Well, we can at least get rid of Mordred. Be free of him forever. After that, life here won't exactly be a picnic. But it'll be a hell of a lot easier and happier. I'll play it smart, Vicky. Help me. Vicky.
All right. What do you want me to do?
Level with me, baby. What are you up to?
Up to? Why, nothing, Mordred.
For the last 2-3 days, you've been all sugar and spice. A big change from the hellcat you were.
Well, you said you'd pay me, darling, and I guess you have. I could use something to kind of pick me up.
Like what?
A drink.
A drink? You don't drink?
Well, there's always a first time.
Well, what do you know? You are changing. Well, sure. What'll it be?
Champagne.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, here we are. But, sweetie, it'll take a while to chill.
Can't we drink it warm?
Warm champagne? Well, why not? Never had it that way, but like you said, there's always a first time. Hey! Oh, hey, now I know why they chill it. Warm champagne goes all over. Hey, quick, get your in the glasses here, all over the place.
Here you are.
Yeah, there. Now, what do we drink to?
Us.
Yeah, sure. To us. Yeah, bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Oh. Not bad. Warm champagne's not bad after all, huh? Again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mordred!
him dizzy. Hey, what have you done to me? The glass. You put something in my glass. The room's going around. I feel sick. Sick.
You won't be feeling sick long, Mordred.
Gibbons, what is this? The gun. You're going to kill me.
Oh, you figured that out all by yourself? That's real smart of you.
Oh, played me for a sucker, didn't you, doll? Silly old sweetness and light, and I fell for it.
Mordred, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? Got this rotten pig right where we want him now.
No, don't, Jack, don't.
Figgy, you're a fool. He gets it, and he gets it now.
No! Oh!
Figgy, oh, my God.
It's all right. It's better this way.
Better? I shot you. You threw yourself in front of him.
Yes.
Why? Why did you want to save him?
Not him. You. From murder. From the sin of hatred you might never be forgiven.
I don't get it.
She said, Drusilla, if you want to rid yourself of hate and be with me, think of someone else for a change. Do something for someone else. Vicky! Vicky! Drusilla? Come, Vicky. Come now, child.
She's gone, Doctor. No question now.
Come, my dear. Come. Yes. Yes, oh yes, I'm coming, Drusilla. I'm coming. Oh, Drusilla.
There now. There.
Rest a bit, rest. Don't even try to move. Just rest here in my arms for a little while. I'm here. In your garden at last. Yes. I did something for someone else. I lost the hatred that was in me.
Sorry, Doctor. Your heart just couldn't take it.
Oh, don't worry about it. You've heard it for the last time. Now, would you like to see the garden?
But I do see it.
Only a part, a small part.
Oh, but nothing could be more beautiful than this. The flowers. I've never seen such gorgeous colors. And the fountains are like, they're like quicksilver shining in the sun. And the birds, they're so beautiful. Oh, nothing could be lovelier than this.
You'll see. Come. Vicky, why do you turn back?
Jack, can't he come too?
No, he's not ready, I'm afraid. He will be one day. He'll join you here. But first, life must teach him all he needs to be taught.
Life? Until life teaches him?
Child, life on Earth is a school. That's all it is. You go to school again and again until you learn all you need to know in your heart now to join me here.
But you sound as if a person has to die before coming here.
True. You are, to use your word, dead.
But all this unbelievable beauty, this incredible loveliness, it must be the Garden of Life.
No. You were in the Garden of Life, a garden filled with corruption, hatred, greed, every vile sin the human being can create. But you've at last escaped into my garden. The garden of death.
Then you must be.
Yes. Who else, child? Who else?
I've never thought of death as being a beautiful woman, have you? Birth, life, death, Only words, really. Symbols we use to express the unfathomable. Who is to say that life is not really death? Or death, life? And birth, a state somewhere in between. Who is to say? Not I, surely. I'll be back shortly.
From 17 to 25, young minds are so alive. They see things that others may not see. College is the place they learn the things they'll need when it's their turn. Their turn to show the way to you and me.
College is a place where the future of America is being built. Right now, the colleges are in financial trouble, and they need all the help that you and I can give them. The dollars you give to the college of your choice are an investment in America's most important asset, the minds of her children. So please, give to the college of your choice now. From 17 to 25, young minds are so alive. A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
Don't know that there's much I can say. You heard, and what you heard has surely given rise to thoughts you may not have entertained before. As I said at the outset, there are those who believe that death is not death, but birth. That indeed, what we call life is in itself a death we go through to find the reality of life. I wish I knew for sure. Our cast included Jennifer Harmon, Jack Grimes, Nancy Coleman, and Joe Silver. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
I love Tao as a little sister, but I will marry Elizabeth Bradley.
The daughter of Carter Bradley, the holy...
Yes, Mother.
Never.
I'm sorry, I must. We are in love.
He won't let you.
How can he stop us?
Then I will. If I have to call on all the ancient gods...
Oh, please, Mother, I no longer believe in magic, Alui, or any superstitious curse that could harm me or Liz.
No curse or any magic to harm the girl. I have no power for that or second sight. But I tell you this. If you marry this holy girl... If you tie your life to Carter Bradley's daughter, you end my life. If you insist, in the words of the missionary, you will reap the whirlwind.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time... Pleasant dreams.
Next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. The weather outlook calls for chance of a few showers early tomorrow, with rainy periods likely by tomorrow night and showers continuing on Tuesday. The highs in the mid-50s, lows in the mid-40s. Downtown Seattle, currently it's 49 degrees. The barometer falling, it reads 30.25. It's 11 p.m.
CBS News.
The nation is heading for a coal strike in less than 24 hours. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. In Washington late Sunday night, contract talks ended until morning. There are indications a settlement may be reached sometime this week. Miners are set to officially begin a strike at midnight Monday night, but work has already stopped. A report from one major coal-producing area by Jeff Marks of Station WLAP, Lexington, Kentucky.
Mines are already closing in the Kentucky coal fields, where more coal is mined yearly than any other state. Only maintenance workers will be on the job tomorrow, and they'll draw the triple-time holiday rate. Mine operators are resigned to the strike, and their spokesman, Kentucky Coal Association President Tom Duncan, hedges on the question of when a strike would turn into a crisis.
Like what is a recession is when your neighbor is out of work, and a depression is when you're out of work. You'd have some industries that would feel effects in 2 weeks. You'd have others, in fact, I would say the steel industry in this country would be in very difficult shape if it went much if it went 2 weeks.
And Duncan says the electric utilities could also suffer quickly because of low coal stockpiles. Jeff Marks for CBS News, Lexington, Kentucky.
More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray, only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
The arrival of Monday means layoffs for another 22,000 auto workers around the nation. Slumping car sales continue to curtail production. The big three now have over 62,000 workers on indefinite furlough. In its Monday editions, the New York Times reports that oil companies are prodding their dealers and distributors to sell more gasoline at a time when the Ford administration is urging Americans to consume less gasoline. The Times says in several key cities around the nation, such companies as Exxon, Gulf, and Texaco are pressuring service station operators to keep longer hours. Some dealers are also having problems with gasoline prices. Gas wars are starting to occur again. In Denver, Texaco dealer Thomas Moen says he's caught in the middle.
At my particular location, I can't lower my prices or I'd go out of business. The people who are lowering their prices are the ones that can buy their gas on the open market and sell it for less money. And, of course, the major brand dealer is tied in with the company, and whatever the company charges, that's what he has to pay. And in most cases, you cannot lower your prices to be competitive.
Moen says there is a major gasoline price war going on right now in the Denver area. Three major Arab oil-producing states on Sunday announced they are splitting with other oil nations and will lower the posted price of crude oil by 40 cents a barrel. But the three nations say they will boost taxes on oil companies. It's not certain whether oil companies will raise prices to the consumer as a result. Taking the action were Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. In West Berlin, federal police have been ordered in to help search for the gunman who murdered West Berlin's chief judge on Sunday. Several men shot and killed Judge Gunter von Drinkmann when he answered the door of his home. Authorities think it was a revenge killing following the death of an anarchist on a hunger strike in prison. Now this message.
Which would you rather forego? The low prices only a chain store can offer, or the friendly service of an independent dealer? Why settle for one or the other? Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you get the benefits of both at True Value Hardware Stores. You see, True Value Hardware Stores are independently owned by a local man, usually a neighbor of yours. He's the kind of friendly guy you get to know by his first name, the kind of handy guy you look to for do-it-yourself advice. and he has his own money invested in the business. So believe me, you'll never write the chairman of some board to get satisfaction. At the same time, each independent True Value dealer is a part of a chain of over 4,700 hardware stores whose combined buying power amounts to $1 billion. So True Value hardware stores buy their merchandise for less, can sell it to you for less. Chain store prices, independent dealer service. Get the best of both worlds at True Value hardware stores.
President Ford says the results of Secretary of State Kissinger's 17-nation trip around the world are basically very encouraging. Among the areas Kissinger covered were arms limitation agreements with the Soviet Union and the prospects of a Middle East settlement. Kissinger logged about 28,000 miles in 17 days of nation hopping, a feat President Ford termed backbreaking. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI. And this reminder, due to the bus strike, all students served by Metro Transit will not have school transportation until the strike is over. And parents are responsible for getting their children to school. It's 6 minutes past.